Again, the current daf mesach the sanhedrin daf hey we begin with basic and test matter with the word gemara. Igamar, well, if he knows how to learn, why did he have to take permission to go ahead and be a dayan in the first place? So Tais says, what do you mean? Why didn't the Gemara enter in Lipotter to be exempt? Because the Perkech did Mamnis later in the Pamagim Menach Muchetz Abi Shetzarcha Shos Lipotter be Isabhata. You need permission to be exempt when it comes to prohibitory laws of error. So Tais Mishum the Lipotter greater, because you're right. If it was just to be let off the hook, Lo Hitzarcha Lemishkol Rishus Abitati, you wouldn't have to take permission by both areas, Bahiros Vadin, regarding instruction in halacha and in judgment. The Bechad Menai Sagi, and one of them would have been enough, that Bechlal would be included in called Dabash and Mischai of Lishalem, whatever it is that he has to pay. And from the fact that he got them both, that's what the Gemara is asking. Well, what was the need for that? Next, this must have been the word of the Gemara, but in the Saba, they thought may Bitsam, which is marsh water. It's a wonder because Heich Toy ben Beitzim la Bitsam. How could they make a mistake between eggs and marsh water? Those are different sounding words. But in Ben Tam, it says the Inu Sabra, they thought the may Beitzim the Kamar behind the may Beitzim the Chsev a pasuk in Eiv. He go a gumma bali Beitza. The Toy ben Beitzim la Beitzim, meaning without a yud. With a chirik, they thought it was with a chirik beneath the base, which is a mixture of water and sand, and that was the mistake that they made. But you're right, with an ayin, that would have been a very different sounding word. Continuing to explain masach to begin with the words of Gemara, b'sum mechatas, that the Gemara says they made a mistake also regarding that we find that. That these marsh waters are possible for mechatas, they thought because it may beitzim. So they thought, okay, just like it's possible for mechatas, with like it's not considered like water, so it won't be a problem for the halachas of being machshel kabotoma. So it says, but then we begin to say the perka moicher es asvin. The gemara babasda b'ayndama beis mashman sounds like shehim naharis, which that these are actually rivers. The shinik because we explain about naharis chenenel. What's that? Elu dal naharis Yarden Yarmuch Kermi and the Biga, these two that we just mentioned. So they're actually naharis, they're rivers. How can you think it's because of maybe some because of marsh water? But many times it says no. The Badin naharis and they're for sure rivers. Lafisha in hamayim tzalulin, but it's because the water is not clear. Which actually we said in the previous places with may beats him. But after tit meurben and there's earth and like mud mixed in with it. Different pesulim mechatz. The difference in balfa mechatz. Zabachatzitza bein mayim lekelim because it's an interposition between the water and the vessel. Because the Kesivah said the Pasi Mayim Chaim al Keli has to get into the vessel and it's going to be blocked with the mud and the earth, and that's actually why it's not qualified. But nothing to do with Halachas or Tamatara, that was their mistake. Next test must begin with the words of Gemara, Ilm Kein Rochig Mimen of Chulum. That a Talmud should not be passing Halacha, whereas Rebbe is only because at a distance of three Pasois, like the Kenegad Machan Yisrael. Says Tais of Adam and Perak Hadar, but this Gemara says in Eben Abson Lebezim Bezda, Fila Beas of a Kutcha. That even if you're allowed to eat an egg with kutach, which is some type of food that mixed with milk, if that's a problem, like basta b'chalav, because egg comes from the chicken. All the years of his Rebbe Rav Huna, and he never paskened. Well, that sounds difficult. So Stasis, yeah, hasam b'fon of mamashari. It's talking about literally in front of him. Why? Because the Hakama Hasim Rav Chizda Eiri that Rav Chizda did paskin b'kafri b'shnei de Rav Huna. So the answer is that you're allowed to paskin like with such a b'fanav, but only it was b'fanav that he didn't answer even such a simple question. It says Taisa the Miur Kasha. What's difficult is Mahadu Kamar Hasim. The Gemara says over there on the Samach Gimel Menaf Rav Amnuna La Eiri b'char to the Argus b'shnei de Rav Huna in the years of Rav Huna Fisher Tamidahi because he was a student. Here it sounds like the chutz l'shalosh parsayis that if it's beyond three parsayis yochlaris you could paskin, and since it's belikul maybe don't say dohach over here ayir b'tamal chavu toma where now if you're a student slash colleague l'kach shari nami chutz l'shalosh parsayis there be a lot of rule at least if it's out of three parsayis k'mar Rav Chizda in contrast to Rav Amnuna the hasam because over there the kiven the meishik aminan since we learn from meishik in the pesach b'kuntres. Mashma Santa Matamagama, I return on a full fledged student, and still beyond three pesos, it is permitted. It's also pushing it to say that it was with the three Basayas, and therefore he never ruled. But more with the Minhas, the Gemara tells over there that Bafon of Asr, that in front of him is forbidden, B'chai Misi, and you're liable for death. B'shalai Bafon, but not in front of him, Asr, it's forbidden, but in Chai Misi, you're just not liable for death. The Mashmahas, and it sounds like over there that Mitech HaSugya, from the Sugya to Tech Shal's Parasayas, that when it's with the three Basayas, Chash Bafon, that's considered in front of him, B'chot Shal Gimel, and beyond three Basayas, Shalai Bafon is considered not in front of him, and that it would be Asr even beyond three Basayas, not like our Gemara is saying over here. So as Taisa Benira, it would seem that the Hasa Mayer, there's Toma Balay Natal Rishus Merabim. You didn't take permission. You didn't take permission, then even beyond three Basayas, but if you took permission, then at least beyond three Basayas, then it's permitted. Next Taisa Master begins with the words of the Gemara that Rebbe Chazye, the Rebbe saw. That's Gersina, that's the text. Balay Reb Chia, Kedepesh Bekontras, like Rashi explains. Maybe Yerushalmi al Rebbe. He saw these two incidents in Akwi. And they infer from this that Akwi Yesh Pemeretz Yisrael has a part of it being Eretz Yisrael. That he required that should be eaten with Taharas. And at the same time, Yesh Pemechutz La'aretz, and that was from the second storm of the Kohen Al Yisrael, that he was upset at that Kohen. He was in the part of Akwi that was out of Eretz Yisrael. And that's Tommy, and he's not as supposed to do that as a coin. For Gars Hassam, and what the gears over there is the Rebbe Chazya Lehu Gavrida Bekoi Be'eretz Ha'amim, not Be'vesa Kavars. And also Il Nami Gars, the gears is Ve'inu Sabah, they thought Meisholik beats him Ko Amar, that's the appropriate gears for the first incident. According to that, there's no mistake between Betzim and beats him. It's just that Talmud said to them, beats him, and they thought that he said Meisholik beats him, which is water that was cooked with eggs, and that's what made them the mistake to think that this water that was cooked beats him, and not Machshalik Kabutoma. Next test master begins with the Gemara Shneim Shadan Vechulu. The Gemara brings a price. Shmuel says that Shmuel says that two that the judge a din. It's a din. It's just called the Bezen Chatzim. Says Taisus Hadinak at Shneim. This is saying two from the full of Shneim, because even two. I mean, even, it's not only two. Even two have a bezin chatzav, is considered a chutzpah. But the truth is, Abav Hud and the Chadnami, dinei din. But after the fact, even one, his din would be a din. And the fact that the parak was somewhat from the fact that Gemara Sholti and the next daf, Avav Manav asked Rebbe Vo, midon adin, ul shmuel loy parak, from one dying, because yeah, according to Shmuel, it would work. But moreover, Yeshla Dakti, he could confirm in the time to come on from the Bryce later on next daf. Bachomayim, they say, b'shar b'yachid, to make a compromise with even one. Boy, lafrushi time of the rabbanan, and they want to explain the reason. Rabban Mishum de Makshi Pshar Ladin, and from this you see that obviously that even one person that does a din would be din. Because if not, then they should have said the pshar also has to be with two. Next says Matzah begins with Gemara Yefakach Pshar Vechulu, that when Bali didn't come. That you need to have three, but when it comes to Peshara, that's enough with two, and that's the strength of a compromise, is that when two do a din, if one of the baladin is not maskim, he could back out and not accept, but two by Peshara, they cannot back out. So it says it's a wonder because the ma yafakoyach, what makes the Peshara stronger, din nami domi the Peshara, judgment also, similar to a compromise shoyim medas shnayim where. If it was with the intention of both of them, Shadanu, that they judge, they still cannot back out, keep the kibble alive because they accepted upon themselves. So essentially, the reason why by Pshara that they can't back out is because they agreed to this. So when they agreed to the Yonim also, so why can't they back out? And you see that they still can't back out. So it says, when there it seemed, the Mayri told my Kagun to Oslo betray, they came to two. They said to them, "Dunu oisanu, judge us k'mesh regilim las sadin, like you normally do the judgment. Oy aslan b'shara, or do for other compromise k'mesh regilim las saisa, which you normally do. The bekai gabne yafa. That's the case that we're saying that the yafa k'ech b'shara. That we're talking about." That they didn't just accept them as they are. They when they came to the two judges, they asked, "Do a din or pshara like you usually do." That's what say yafakach pshara. Because pshara, since it's to do it too, so the Baal Din can't back out because it was done appropriately. But by Din, since it's not done less than three, they could back out when it's being done in front of two.